Hey, Soul Tribe, welcome back. If you are new, my name is Ashley, and this podcast is totally unplanned. Today was Valentine's Day, and over at Soul Renovation, we have dropped some insane kits, our first ever launches. These mini launches are all leading up to School of Soul. You're going to get an idea of the kind of value you're about to receive in School of Soul. And the next audio piece I'm about to attach is a little excerpt from our affirmations guide that we just launched. And it is fire. So I am here to share with you. If this resonates with you and you would like to build an affirmation wall, the link is now live on soulreno.com. And I could not have dreamed of a better start. Every single thing we are about to bring you has literally been built out of heart and soul. And these exercises work, guys. They really, really, really work. I want to see you get what you want in life. I want to see as many people humanly possible cross the finish line. Let's beat the system together. So I hope you enjoy the audio. Head on over to Soul Reno if these kits resonate with you. See you guys soon. Bye. I just wanted to pop on here and personally cheer you on in your affirmations journey. Wherever you are, whatever you are feeling at this moment in your life, I applaud your courage. I know it can be scary to dream, especially when you're dreaming big. And if this is your first time trying something like this, you might be uncertain and wondering how long does manifestation take? And how long should it take until you start seeing your affirmations take life? Hear me. Length of time means nothing. Your timeline cannot be defined. Everything will arrive in divine timing. When you are ready, your manifestations will arrive. You just have to do your part. Don't focus on the time, don't focus on the how. There is no time in the spiritual realm, and that's where manifestation lives. You gotta trust in the process and trust in the seeds that you are planting. Learn from nature. It doesn't rush. The seed of a tree knows that it's going to grow into a tree. It's in no hurry to get there because it knows it's getting there. Ask yourself, what are you growing into? And then trust it before you officially see it. See it in your mind and then see it in your world. Here's a quote I love to inspire you. Words are like seeds. When you speak something out, you give life to what you're saying. If you continue to say it, eventually it can become a reality. Whether you realize it or not, you are prophesizing your future. That's by Joel Osteen. Trust that once you start reading and speaking out your affirmations, your brain will work tirelessly on your subconscious mind to achieve the statements you give it. When those statements are affirmations of your goals, you are destined to achieve them. There's actually a science to it. In School of Soul, I will go into the actual science of how the brain works and how the brain processes your words. It's absolutely fascinating. Also, words themselves hold powers in our lives. A lot of power. If there's one core belief I have in life, it's that every word counts. There's so much more in the course. I love diving into the meaning and power behind individual words because that is where we can start to take our control back of the destiny of our lives. For now, just know this. The universe knows how and when to align your desires into your life. The only thing you should always focus on is working each day to stay in alignment. You must match the vibrational frequency of what you want to manifest. Just be patient and prepared for the fact that it can take time. Some things may happen quickly, other things may happen a little slower. Do not get discouraged. It is important for you to know that everyone's journey is their own journey. The journey will turn you into who you need to become so that you are in the right place at the right time and you are the right version of yourself that you need to be in order to receive your blessings when they arrive. There is no comparison to anyone else's journey or how fast it may appear that they are manifesting. Speed is less relevant than focusing your energy and your intentions. Whatever your place is, that is okay. You are in the right place. You have to remember you are on your way. When you get in your car to go to a destination, you do not wonder if you are going to arrive. You have already decided where you are going. And then you say you're sitting in traffic. You then just think, oh, I'm just going to be a little late. You don't start to think that you're never going to arrive. We need to take the same mentality to our goals. Your affirmation wall is going to be your plan for your life. And you know what I always say, 80% of your time needs to go into planning and 20% of your time will go into execution. When you plan properly, execution won't take you any time at all. The steps will go like this. First, you're going to absorb all the words in the affirmations, reading and digesting the information. You're going to really feel it, trust me. Then you'll start actually living through them. At some point, if you focus your energy, you'll reach a flow state when everything just starts to happen. It might feel sudden. It starts happening so fast sometimes that it can be startling, but it's not. The universe has been steadily working on your plan alongside with you, behind the scenes, out of your direct sight. But you guys are working on the same sight line, towards the same sight line. Once you see it, you'll never be able to unsee it. Once you recognize your co-creative partner, it'll start to feel like a domino effect. One after another, goals, accomplished, finish line, done, all in a good way. And this is when you will know that what you are doing is working. You are on path, focusing your energy, and you are staying connected and you are getting results. Staying connected is so important. I always say that when you're in it, it's really important to try to stay in it because it's easier to maintain and sustain energy than it is to regain it. Once you fall out of alignment or you get out of flow state, you have to go through all the steps all over again to get back into it. When you fall out of alignment, your vibration doesn't match that of which you're calling into, and the flow of your life will slow down. It can even stop. This can happen for a lot of reasons, most of which suggest that you are fully not doing your part. Sorry. For example, you may not be eating right or getting enough sleep. If you're really interested in this topic of alignment and energy, that is something I go really deep into my course of School of Soul. We'll spend entire sections on setting up your environment for success, maintaining your energy through various settings, and keeping your character strong no matter what's going on around you. So all of this is to say, whatever pace you're manifesting at, that's okay. That is your pace. When I manifest, I am usually put through what I call a rapid game of life. It's a speed that's hard to put into words because I'm so intensely focused on my vision of life, investing so much time and energy into my goals daily that they literally absorb and take over my entire life. It's really all I can see because it's all I'm thinking about. And I know that there's no right time and place. If you follow along on Instagram, you will notice that my timelines are often off when I set them myself, but divinely, all the projects always come to fruition and I always see them walk, but my timelines are always off. So if your timelines are off like mine, do not worry. Trust me, your manifestation is still coming. The universe always puts me through the pace that it feels I need to go through for my goals, my energy, and how I'm doing my part. I'm not focused on the universe's part. I know that when I show up and do my part, it's going to show up and do its. So I just need to let go of the timeline, and this is my best advice for you as well. In the end, I've always ended up with exactly everything I've asked for, and I see it happening for you too. You just need to trust. The universe sets the pace. Another example I like to use that really hits home is the example of becoming a lawyer. Say you're 16 and you put it on your affirmation wall and you put it out to the universe with a full heart and pure intent that you want to be a lawyer. Great. You have started the path. The universe wants you to be one, but it can't make you one tomorrow or it won't. It will bring you the opportunities to pass the levels, passing the entrance exam, finding the right schools, graduating, making contacts, and finding that first job. So when it feels like you're ready to be a lawyer, you can be one after you've done your part. You still have to get licensed and be a lawyer, but the universe will bring you all the opportunities. After you've acquired the lessons and the knowledge, after you've passed the levels, you will be a lawyer. So it's not about timelines, it's about levels. You can see that the timeline is irrelevant. You will become a lawyer when you pass the exam and you get a job as a lawyer and you've been to school for it. So you can do that on whatever timeline you feel is right for you. The idea of levels is something I go really deep into in School of Soul because we have been mistrained. The pressure of timelines is really getting to a lot of people, and it doesn't make logical sense. We get to our end goal when we've done all the levels involved. The timeline truly is irrelevant in most cases of life. You could hyperspeed through something like becoming a lawyer. There are people out there that challenge schools, challenge universities, and challenge degrees, and they get it done faster because they pass the levels quicker. It's not actually about the timeline. So I'll finish off with these words of inspiration for you. The universe will bring you everything you desire. The words you speak with your affirmations have power and implications in ways that you cannot see with your physical eyes. Words hold energy. Words do not disappear and dissipate. And every word carries an energy and a vibration. So pour your energy and your focus into your positive affirmations. I always say, believe it so hard, it's like it's already happening. You have to plan for it like it's actually happening, and it will. You do your part and the universe does its part. If you stick around and you listen to my podcast or take my course, you'll hear me saying these things over and over and over again because this is a tried and true strategy to the game of life. I think true soul satisfaction comes from actually showing up for yourself and seeing what you are made of. In addition to School of Soul, I have so many more exciting lessons, mini courses, podcasts. There's so much coming your way. Make sure you're on my email list. I will keep you updated on my next release. I hope you guys have an amazing day. This has been Ashley from Soul Renovation. You're going to get everything you want in life. Just follow the steps. Bye.